tuned up, and rolling. It's the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
And now we're entering my favorite segment of the entire morning program. It's the Arizona Staycation.
And it's my favorite time of the year.
Oh,
time
gosh,
to get out and
so
enjoy.
Nice. Oh, get out and go see the great state. We birthed the idea of the staycation while we were in the middle of the Great Recession, when we were talking to some local businessmen that said, you know, if we could just get people to start appreciating everything we have at the state and quit leaving the state with their vacation dollars. So we got with Sanderson Ford, we got with Arizona Highways, and we birthed the Rosie on the House Arizona Staycation. And the testimonies we get from the many, many families that we've sent on the road are one of the highlights of my entire week.
They really are. It makes it all worthwhile.
We draw on the 15th of every month for you to win a staycation. This month, let's see, on October 15th, we're going to draw, and the winner will be sending to
Bisbee.
Our
lovely
Bisbee. Cochise County. Yeah. One of my favorite little corners of the whole state, for sure. Are we going to put them up at Copper Queen?
We are. Do you remember that Bisbee won, like, best place, one of the best top 10 places to go in the world for 2018?
Yeah. Who ran that contest? Was that Condé Nast?
Frommer's.
Okay. Frommer's. All right. And it is a cool little place. And if you win it from any place north of there, you're going to have a great opportunity to make a couple stops just on your way down.
How about Karchner Caverns?
Why not pull in at Karchner Caverns and spend a few hours and take a look at that spectacular roadside stop area?
That whole area has about 5 really nice Arizona state parks. You can stop in at Tombstone. Could head
Tombstone's
over.
Fun.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You have to do that at least once. San Rafael State Park, which I haven't been down there. Have you?
Yes, I've been in the area. I have not been to the actual park.
Okay, Sonoyta Creek State Natural Area. So it's going to be just a lovely, out-of-the-way kind of place. Patagonia Lake. Now, you've talked about that one quite a bit.
Patagonia Lake is pretty. It's not quite on the way to Bisbee if you're coming from the Phoenix or Tucson area, but certainly a little morning jaunt you could take for sure.
Yeah, these are all kind of clustered around that area, and then Tubac, of course, if you want a little culture.
Is that what that is down there?
Yeah, I think
so. Okay, all right. It's certainly a lot of fun, that's for sure. But if you're the outdoor type, I mean, at Bisbee, you're just a short drive to the Chiricahuas, one of the most fascinating hiking locations in all of Arizona. It's a great way to spend a day.
Or you can hike around Bisbee up all the stairs. How many stairs they have there?
That's right. They have the annual stair climb race every single year. It's not far from Bisbee. You can get over to Douglas and head east and go over and see John Slaughter's ranch house, which is one of the first homes ever built in Arizona. It's a great little historic park.
Well, Copper Queen is actually very historic itself. You wouldn't even really have to leave Bisbee. It's full of great little places to eat, ghost tours, just a great place to hang out.
All right, very good.
I got you, baby.
So you'll stay at the Copper Queen in Bisbee. And what about Bisbee? The ballpark there. Warren. The Warren Ballpark is the
has its
oldest
own claim to fame.
Continuously used baseball park in America.
Wow.
It was built before Wrigley Field in Chicago.
Well, how'd that happen?
Well, I don't know what when you were mining down there, and you know, and Bisbee's kind of had some tough times there through the early mid-1900s when they all but shut the mine down and did shut it down. Well, now they've reopened it, and they're back going full speed. It's a buzzing little town now.
They even have underground mine tours.
You can't beat it. Simply go to rosieonthehouse.com. Every month we draw on the 15th, and on the 15th after the winner is drawn, we empty the bucket of all the names. So you can put in every single month until you get drawn, all right? Can't make it any easier than that for you. So October 15th, we'll be pulling for Bisbee. Then you make it over, see our friend John at Sanderson Ford, let him know what kind of vehicle you want to take on the trip. He fills it up with gas, gives you the keys, Jennifer throws a gift card on the dashboard that covers the rest of the gas for the rest of the trip, and then we arrange, and your meals. The gift card is good enough for your meals as well. And then we arrange the lodging and the stay at the Copper Queen Hotel. And if you've never been to that part of the state and you're a winner, call me at the office. I'll tell you of 50 great things you can go see at one of my favorite corners of the entire state, right there in little old Cochise County.
And don't forget, you'll have Arizona Highways publications in there. If you let us know what your hobbies are, we can throw in one that suits you, whether it's photography or hiking or just sightseeing. And then also you'll get a goodies basket from maybe Sphinx State Ranch or Coyote Ode, Serrata Candy, Sibley West. Just we'll surprise you with something good.
Arizona Staycation. Get in there. Get signed up now. You'll have a blast. At RosieOnTheHouse.com.